Back in 1840, at the height of the Prairie Bandits' reign, any savvy soul drifting through the high plains of southern Montana knew not to saunter across an open field come sundown. Not only would you lose all your possibles in your saddlebags, anyone who had the sand in their craw and was local enough to pass through that patch of ground would most definitely lose their dignity as well. The most humiliating part of being dragged gulch by these little prairie bandits was their overt laughter. Imagine the moonlight shining down over lush prairie lands when all of a sudden a couple dozen black-footed ferrets carry out their sneak attack, snickering as they systematically unravel whatever it is you might have packed in your parflesh. Some believe prairie bandits used their raucous behavior strictly as a survival technique, but that's not at all how they saw the whole thing. Now, all these years later, locals' sneaking suspicions have become documented facts. The bandits' population has nearly disappeared. Not only is there drastically less crime on the prairie, more and more ferrets are surfacing to document their criminal history. Throughout the bandits' reign, no one was more notorious and prolific than Knotted Blackfoot. Some say Knotted was more prairie than the grass, dust, and hills combined. When the wind blows down the backbone of the world and along the interstate now, legend has it that Knotted's cackle can still be heard in the faint whisper of the grass. No one could stop the lawlessness of Knotted Blackfoot. You dealt with it. You see, Knotted was smaller than most in stature, which of course helped his thievery of certain items and dismantling of one's dignity, but it was his raw instinct that made the impossible a reality. Knotted's legend all started when he was just a young'un, right out of the cradle board. Nearly all accounts describe the little pup with an overwhelming sense of persistence. He'd dig for days, sometimes without any shut-eye. You know the saying, mind over matter? Well, Knotted never failed in that department. Knotted was just 4 years, 3 months, and 6 long days when he had the dream. It was a reoccurring dream which set the course and gave him purpose for the rest of his infamous life. The dream began with a harvest moon, which spilled out on the night sky. As the light dimmed over the plains, a sound like war drums rumbled so loud you could hear it through Beartooth Pass. A rumble that echoed against the hills meant one thing. The dogs were coming. To be clear as creek water, prairie dogs tangling with ferrets happened all the time. They were notorious enemies. But a rumbling indicated thousands of them. And that could only be in a dream. One night, after having this dream yet once again, his eyes popped open and he stuck his neck out from his hole. He sighed and took a deep breath. The cold night air felt so good as it entered his warm body. The dream Knotted kept having was causing him a deep sense of anxiety, and he had all this pent-up energy. He knew he needed to protect himself. He knew he needed to challenge himself and didn't want anyone's approval. He needed to listen to himself. He needed to take what was his. He needed to protect and provide. He needed to cowboy up. He needed a chance to prove himself. Then Knotted heard a rumbling in the west. Was this for real? Could it be? No. He quickly looked into the distance and saw his exact dream unfolding before his eyes. Knotted started to sweat. His fur stood on edge. He couldn't blink anymore. He tried. The seconds felt like hours, but then in an instant the wind turned and Knotted snapped out of it. He knew exactly what to do. The opportunity he had been rehearsing in his subconscious was about to unfold. He became a hero in slow motion. And that was the first night of the beginning of his legacy. Some called it theft, but others called it love.
The black-footed ferret, also known as the American polecat, appeared in North America's Great Basin and the Rockies 750,000 years ago. Indigenous tribes, including the Crow, Blackfoot, Sioux, Cheyenne, and Pawnee, used black-footed ferrets for food as well as for religious purposes. The black-footed ferret is a nocturnal mammal, staying most active above ground from dusk to midnight and from 4 a.m. to mid-morning. It is also solitary, except when breeding or raising litters. At one time, the black-footed ferret was thought to be extinct due to their rapid decline and scarcity. Habitat loss, human-introduced diseases, and indirect poisoning from prairie dog control measures are the primary causes of population decline. The survival of the black-footed ferret depends on prairie dogs, which are the ferret's main source of prey. If you'd like to help ensure the survival of the black-footed ferret, learning about this species is always a great place to start. Try visiting a zoo, a museum, or a nature center, which has a black-footed ferret exhibit. You could also research other websites to learn about the species and its prairie ecosystem, which it needs to survive. If you'd like to make a donation, please visit blackfootedferret.org. The Los Angeles Zoo proudly supports Endangered, Short Tales for the Nearly Forgotten. As a world-class conservation organization and recreation destination in the heart of Los Angeles, the LA Zoo connects people with nature every day as they work to save species all over the world. To learn more about their commitment to wildlife and the diverse communities they serve, please visit www.lazoo.org.